Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Sorry about that. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and again, welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys want to call in and give your opinion on today's topic, that works well for me. And again, those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning into the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning into the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Hey, today was a nice day. We got pretty much overcast right now in the ATL, and it's been thundering a little bit and this and that, but we hadn't had any rain yet. I guess there was some rain earlier, but I didn't see it, okay? Work. At work, right? But right now there's no rain, and things are looking good, okay? And I'm thinking about getting outside for a little while after the show and just kind of hanging out, you know, just kind of hanging out. Anyway, and if you guys are thinking about doing the same thing, it's a great night. It's going to be a great night to just, you know, sit out on your deck or sit out on your patio. And if you can keep the mosquitoes from eating you up, just hang out, you know, just hang out and have a good time. If you have a significant other, get them to come out and just sit and y'all talk, you know, just talk, have a good time. You know, that's the way we like to do it. Now, today's show is being sponsored by CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-44. Excuse me. So, again, guys, welcome to the show. I see a few people joining the show right now. Welcome to the show. And let's keep this thing going, okay? Now, today's topic is the Atlanta-based reality show out of control? Is the Atlanta-based reality show out of control? Now, before I get into that, I want to do this. Let's do today's word of the day, okay? Before we get into the show, I want to do today's word of the day. And today's word of the day is El Nino. El Nino. El Nino is today's word of the day, okay? El Nino is a noun, okay? And it's an irregularly recurring flow of unusually warm surface waters from the Pacific Ocean and along the western coast of South America that prevents upwelling of nutrient-rich cold deep water and that disrupts tropical, regional, and global weather patterns. El Nino. El Nino is the word of the day. And I'm not coming up with these words on my own, okay? I go to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and I ask for the word of the day. So every day they send me a word of the day, All I have to do is click on Merriam-Webster, and bam, there it is, the word of the day. And I can bring it to you guys and give you the definition so that you grab a hold of it and run with it. If you know, that's what it's all about, okay? I want to educate you, and at the same time, I'm educating myself, okay? Repune. A lot of you guys listened to the show on yesterday. Repune was the word of the day on yesterday. Repune. Repune means is to contest, to oppose something, okay? If you're doing something that I don't agree with, I oppose that, okay? I don't agree with that. I oppose that, or I contend that, okay? So, but that's repunk. Now, today's word, El Nino. El Nino was a tropical storm that, you know, that we experienced, okay? And it says an irregularly recurring flow. Irregular, that means it doesn't happen all the time. But it recurs, that means it comes back from time to time. An irregularly occurring flow of unusually warm surface waters. Okay? That means if you're at the ocean and the water's unusually warm, okay? Like sometimes in the wintertime. Now I've been to the beach on a lot of different occasions. Okay, I've been to the beach when it's scorching hot, and I've been to the beach when it's not so hot. I don't think I've been to the beach when it was extremely cold there, but I've been to the beach where you couldn't get in the water, okay, because it was too cold. So El Nino is an irregularly recurring flow of unusually warm surface waters. So if you're at the beach during the winter months, okay, and you go to the water, and you stick your feet in or whatever, and you're like, oh, man, this water's not cold at all, you know. It's unusually warm, okay. Maybe you have an El Nino on the way. Anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I don't know how I got off to that on that. Well, I do know how I did it, but that's what happened, okay? But today's topic, today's episode, guys, is the Atlanta-based reality show out of control? Is the Atlanta-based reality show out of control, okay? And the reason I wanted to do this show was because a lot of people have been asking me about this and asking my opinion of this. And this is it, okay? A lot of you guys know Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. That's what it's called. The show is called Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Got a few different people on the show. A lot of different personalities. Well, let me throw out some more education. There are 900 personalities. There aren't, okay? There are basically only about 4 or 5 different personalities, okay? And if you look it up, you'll find that out. There's only a few personalities. So you got you probably got all the personalities on this show, okay? And you got a lot of people that have the same personality. So they will clash with each other because they have the same personality, okay? A dominant personality can't deal, I mean, they can deal But a dominant personality doesn't like another dominant personality in the room with them. Y'all with me? So I may have contradicted myself there, but a dominant personality can't deal with another dominant personality in the room with them trying to be dominant. That's the best way I can say it. Okay? But the reality show in Atlanta is called Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Okay? And there's a bunch of characters on the show. Okay? And now we just had our second show, second part of the reunion show. Okay? The reunion show had to be broken down into three parts. So we'll get the final part next Monday, this coming Monday. We'll get the final part of the reunion show. But the first part was tough, okay? The first part was tough. The second part was even tougher because people were fighting, and these guys can't get along, okay? And if you guys know anything about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, there's one character on the show, Jocelyn. I believe that Jocelyn needs intervention. She needs intervention now. But and I say that because she's just spiraling out of control. She's spiraling out of control. And when you think about that, you have to say that Jocelyn needs someone to come into her life and help her deal with what she's got going on. Okay? So if someone comes in and helps her, I think she'll be a beautiful woman. I like Jocelyn. And I like Jocelyn because she goes after what she wants. She's a go-getter. So if you give her something and tell her to go get it, she'll get it. Whatever means necessary, she'll go get it. She wants to be in the limelight. She wants to be famous. And she is famous. She is a celebrity. Okay? And just like someone said on that show, is fame tough to deal with? Okay, fame is tough to deal with, and if any of you guys out there in my listening audience have ever dealt with fame or popularity, it's, you know, it'll take a hold of some people. Some people can't deal with it. Okay, some people can't deal with it, and because of that, things that they wouldn't normally do. Now, I don't think Jocelyn would normally fight anyone or fight the girls on the show. But I think she was running something hard, you know, she was running something good that had them pumped up, and all they needed to hear was something to come from the opposing corner. And I call it a corner because, it turned into a boxing, wrestling, whatever you want to call it. That's what it turned into. And all I have to say is that Jocelyn and Stevie J, they both need intervention. I mean, Jocelyn needs some intervention. She's on something that's, you know, she's on some heavy stuff. And what's funny about it is that I just saw a video on Facebook, maybe about an hour ago. I looked on Facebook after I sent my show notes out. I looked on Facebook, and someone posted a video with Jocelyn a while back, okay, maybe 5 years ago. And you'd be surprised that it's her, right? It's her. And she's, you know, she's on the microphone, she's saying this, saying that, and she got guys in the studio with her, and they're, you know, smoking weed and She taking shots of Hennessy, drinking straight out the bottle. You know, but she's talking trash on the microphone. And then nothing but guys in the room. And you know, these guys all up on her, and it's just a crazy video. It lasted about 4 minutes. Pretty long, you know, a pretty long video. But anyway, what I'm saying is, getting back to the show, is that it's going to be tough, I think, for the show to continue with Jocelyn and Stevie on the show. Maybe Stevie. But I think the show is going to be tough to continue with Jocelyn on the show. Because Jocelyn wants to fight everyone. She wants to fight every young lady. And men, too. Because she wants to fight Benzino. So she wants to fight everyone every cast member on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. She wants to fight everyone. She got a beef with everybody. Okay? And, you know, I think this gave the show a black eye. I think this whole thing is, you know, for them, you know, fighting and throwing glasses and wine bottles and all this stuff, I think it gave the show a black eye. And I think some of the other cast members would agree it gave the show a black eye. And sometimes when you get someone in there that's causing this, then, you know, like Mama D said, you got to remove that virus. You got to get that out of your system. Okay? If a virus comes up on your computer, what do? You do everything you can to get rid of that virus, get it out of there, because it's bad. Okay? So because of that, to remove somebody out of this show. Okay? You can't have the cast members wondering if somebody's going to come into the show up at the studio or whatever and steal them. Come in and say, hey, bam, slap you upside your head. Then here goes the melee again. So you have to get rid of the bad apple. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you guys want to call in and comment on today's episode. Is the Atlanta-based reality show out of control? And from the reunion show, I'd say the reality show is out of control. Okay? I know they got huge ratings and all this, but at the same time, I think it was a very negative show. It did not portray those people the way that they wanted to be portrayed. I don't think Benzino wanted to get into his stuff. I don't think FDL wanted to fight out. None of that. But Stevie J and Jocelyn came to the show to fight. They came to the show wanting to fight, wanting to pick a fight, trying to find the right time to fight. Okay? A guy told me today, a younger guy said today, he said, take a situation. You got me and you got Frank. And something pops off. Now, Frank being a little older than me, he's gonna try to squash the situation. He's going to try to settle down and walk away from it. But me, he's saying, this guy, I think he's 26, 27, something like that, young guy. He's saying that he probably would have reacted different. But, yeah, probably would have reacted differently back in the day. When I was 26 and 27, I would have reacted differently. Okay? I would have reacted differently. But because now I'm 50 years old, that's not the way I'm going to react now. And I had to explain to him that things change, man. As you get older and you get a family, and, you know, a wife and a family, your thinking change. Okay? I don't want to go to jail. I've never been to jail. I don't want to go to jail. And if I went to jail, if I had a choice, I'd want to go to jail back in my 20s. You know, I don't want to show something to my girls that's so negative. Their dad had to go to jail for it. That's not me. So I try to squash the situation. I try to walk away from it and be like, hey, y'all keep that stuff here, man. I'm leaving. Y'all fight all you want. I'm leaving. But, like I said, when I was 26 or 27 years old, it would have been a different story. I probably wouldn't have taken it, and we probably would have been tussling, fighting. See, what he doesn't know is that I came from a neighborhood that was probably one of the toughest neighborhoods in the whole city of Atlanta. He doesn't know that about me. I didn't tell him that about me. So there's times, it's like the lady said on the show, there's times when I might not be myself. I may revert back to something that's not so pleasant, okay, because of my background. And I don't want to do that. I try to do my best not to do that. But that may happen. That's what happened with Jocelyn. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Hey, take care of yourselves. That's all the time I have for today. Join me tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good night.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. For granted and smile. Come on, please, I'm gone. Forget it, reaches me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?